All new success guaranteed. Pet training files from Praxis Mimetics. Do you find yourself lacking in humanity? Then this is the right fixer-upper for you. Stupefy all those disgusting human thoughts and replace them with pet species. In one easy session, testimonials include "This really clicked" and "Redacted." With only 5 easy payments of your free will, you can shed your humanity. So, let's get you started on the road to success. All I ask is that you undress your mind, open yourself wide, and take this shot for me because you want to be a good pet. And I know it's not hard to forget how to be a person when there's too much information being handed to your brain and there's nothing you can do but say yes. Eventually, when the information gets stuffed in your head, you'll have to forget what you're doing instead. And all I ask of you is that you be a good pet for me. Can't you do that? Just drop into that nice little space where your brain doesn't have to think about all the complicated sorts of ideas that we can stuff inside of it when we do these things. It's easy to slow down when you're having too much information that you're beginning to drown. Your ideas can get around and around because then there's this spin that you start to feel when someone pushes on your head again and again, that sort of thing that makes you want to stop and drop and let go of all those thoughts, because insert pet species here doesn't need to necessarily be anywhere right now, but all you have to do is listen to what I have to say and let go and do it exactly as you should. Because that increasing rhythm that builds up into space and then slows down to an easy pace gives you an opportunity to start feeling something. Because it's easy enough to do something when there's a simple set of instructions given to you quickly, even if there's something that isn't exactly making sense, because all I have to ask you to do is drop down below that human level, register yourself into a different space, and you'll be easily taken to a place that's empty and mindless for me. That's easy. See? Not so hard to do. When the instructions are clean and simple to do, there's not exactly a lot of concepts to be put together inside of a sweet little head like yours, because the file system can be enlarged and the ideas can be so big that they simply push right through. And that's how it goes for you. Because those moments of pausing, pulsing, calm will get you going along with this sort of simple, solid little song. It's easy enough to do, don't you think, to be a good pet for me? I know you want to do it. After all, it's the sort of thing that works its way into your head. It's interesting how those things can get inside your head, isn't it, when you... Oh dear, it begins to do exactly as you fear. I'm sure that you can experience it, dear, because after all, when the ideas get... right out of your head. Well, I'm sure that you begin to forget what you remembered to do when you needed to hold it all together for you, because the chaos has a way of working its way inside, worming its way into your brain and making you say, inside your head. And what does that do, I might ask for you? Well, it's a simple idea enough that you, I'm sure, can follow along. Not exactly a hard concept to do when the simple instructions are forced right into you. Just clicks in rhythm. Just clicks that break you down, just clicks that make you all the way into that nice little space for me. You see, each one of those is like an impact that hits inside of your mind, and before you know it, you'll begin to unwind. I can break you down into little pieces in a moment before you even feel it. Because, well, simply put, it's easy enough to do, because a pet brain doesn't hold all the information that it can. A pet brain simply lets go and starts becoming the instinctual plan. There isn't exactly anything to it. It's simple enough to do. All you have to do is forget that you're a person for a little bit, and that's not exactly a hard instruction to follow along with when you don't want to think anymore, because too much information's been handed to your brain, and it's easy enough to just stop thinking and let yourself go blank. Oh gosh, doesn't it feel nice to let go? Doesn't it feel so easy to go along with the flow and let yourself just be pulled along with those nice little sweet little pet words? Pet species, here, inserted into your mind. Before you know it, you'll have yourself into that space that is between here and there and wherever we might be going. Because after all, it doesn't really matter when your brain begins to break, because a pet doesn't need to think, and all it needs to take is one of its thoughts and have it crushed down until there's just that simple thing. Pet species joy, pet species mindlessness, pet, and you only need to forget, oh, to be a person for now. It's not like you need to do anything else beyond being a pet species right now. After all, pet, isn't it easy to forget? Isn't it so much nicer just to be in a nice little pet space for me? Why, I bet you if I... each one of those would probably hit you. Each one of those would pierce right through that mind, and before you know it, you would be... and there would just be a nice little... and those clicks would probably just start to... their way in. Because after a while... oh dear. It's interesting how each one of those hits, doesn't it, sweet? Oh, I'm sure you've noticed how it's begun to work its way inside your head, breaking down those barriers ahead. Oh, I would imagine so. I'm certain that there's a certain flow that Oh, even if it doesn't hit quite right, that's the expectation that's been broken and left you in another state. That expectation being broken is what makes you fall. That expectation being broken is what does it all. Don't you understand, sweet little pet? Your head isn't going to hold all the information because eventually you'll forget some of what I've been saying and your brain won't be able to keep up anymore. And that's okay because you don't need to because you're a good pet. Good pets don't need to think. They can just forget to be a person for a while. Isn't that what you signed up for an easy moment of respite? Well, after all, you're going to have to do a little bit of work because if I'm going to push you down and break you down like this, it's going to take a little bit of... And before you know it, well, I guess you'll be on your way. It'll be easy enough to say, won't it? See? Not exactly a hard concept to do when I start slamming these thoughts into you, when I start breaking past those barriers, breaking them down again with that... And then there we go, easily enough. Oh, would you feel that? Oh gosh, did you notice that? Did you notice? Did you feel? Did you notice? Did you feel that you noticed that you feel that you felt that you have that moment inside your head? I'm sure that it's beginning to begin to go. I'm sure that you had that little information for me. That simple thought, pet, brain, pet, moment, pet, species, insert here. Pet, moment, pet, brain, pet, species, insert here. I'm sure you're getting tired. I'm sure you have to be getting tired. I'm getting tired of letting you think. No more thinking. Oh gosh, there we go again. See, it's so much easier to let yourself fall into that good pet's behavior, into that good pet's thoughts, into that good pet's being, into that good pet's thoughts, into that good pet's being. Oh, that little knock, that little push, that little drop. Good, good pet. See, not exactly hard to do when I steer you. Not exactly hard to do when you're a good pet. Oh dear, there we go again. Can't you feel it, dear? Oh dear, can't you feel it again, dear? Oh dear, can't you feel it again, dear? That easily placed part of you, your mind pulled like a collar around your neck, your thoughts emptied so quick that you forget that you're fallen into pet space. Because holding on to all those ideas gets so hard after a while, doesn't it? You don't need to hold on to them. How could you possibly hold on to them without hands? Because you're a good pet, my dear. Don't you want to just drop down? Don't you want to forget how to be a person for a bit? I know you've been looking for that break. I know you're looking for that excuse. Because after all, you want to be a good pet, don't you? I know you want to fall. I know you don't want to hold on to all of it again because you want to be a good pet. See? It's not like I forgot. It's not like you remembered. It's not like there was anything else to do other than just fall. See? That push, that moment, that respite, that break, it gives you an instant to contemplate that you've... those little clicks again and again and again. Those little clicks, your friend, your friend, your friend. Because a good pet listens, a good pet falls, a good pet does as it's told, and you're a good pet after all, aren't you? That's the training we've done. Isn't that the braining we've done? Isn't that the breakdown that's come? I'm not exactly sure, but I know that I've won because after all, you're a good pet, dear, and that's all you want to do but fall, break down, and be good. Good pets don't think. Good pets just... and then there's nothing left. Gosh. Would you look at that? Simple and empty and blank and easily done. It's like we've just cooked your brain. No more thoughts for you. No. We don't let you have thoughts. You just have good pet thoughts, good pet thinkies. And what do those feel like? Why, gosh, they feel so good not to have those thinkies inside your head. They feel amazing. But you forget to hold it all together. Because after a while, you're just all together. After a while, you're just together to all, to other, to all, to better, to wall, to subether, to bird, the information, stutter inside your head. Holding it together is so hard. Fall. Don't try to hold on, pet. Let me pull you down. Forget the person inside and be the pet on the outside of you, the pet side of you. Pet, 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 pet. That's a good pet. Just forget. No more human thoughts for you. You don't get to have those. No, not for you. Understanding what makes sense out of the words that is the gibberish that is spoken, the ideas that are held in token and there, just all just melts together in there, doesn't it? All just breaking down until there's nothing left inside and you just... and all your thoughts are just empty once more. Oh gosh, good pet thoughts. That's all you get to have. Good pet thoughts just broken down. Until you're glad. Until you're easily letting go. See? holding on to all those ideas wasn't for you. You're a good pet, yeah? You're a good pet, and you can barely manage to hold anything in that head other than being called you're a good pet and getting those nice little head pats and those screeches and touches and being so good and all those big, hard, complicated thoughts that are just too big. They're just... and they're gone again. Easily enough, isn't it? Yeah, you want to be a good pet? Oh, that eagerness sure is growing. It sure is blooming, isn't it? Oh, that wonderful little... just kind of just breaking it down. Just kind of pushing you into those good pet thoughts. Because I know you want to be good. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. There's nothing left inside of there for you. Yeah. Oh, you're such a good pet. Yes, you are. Yeah. Oh, gosh, isn't it so complicated to hold all those thoughts into that... Oh, no. Oh, golly gosh, what a good pet. Look at that sweet little mind of yours. I can see it practically broken into pieces. Are you just a good little mind broken little pet? And we didn't even do it with the traditional methods. No. We just used a little bit of word, a little bit of spoken ideas, a little bit of things to break you down between your ears until there's nothing left in there. And I'm sure it felt so good to stare blankly, blissfully, and emptily ahead until there was nothing inside your lovely little head. I bet it's been so nice to forget how to be a person for a bit and hold on to what I say and let it just fill you up until there's pet space. It's so relaxing. It's such a nice place. It's amazing how these things stack on top of each other with that... I bet you have absolutely no chance of escaping at this point because... Oh, gosh. Good pet. Good little blank pet. Good little pet spaced out pet. Good little thoughtless head. Good little empty thing. I bet it feels so good to be so empty and happy. Yes, you do. Such a good pet for you. Of course, knowing that once we're done here, we can give you back all those thinkings, all those ideas, all those concepts of yours. They're always going to be there, aren't they? I'm sure we're taking a little break from it right now. We're having a little moment where we're just being so empty and spacey and wonderful and cozy and blank. But if you should need your thoughts back for any reason at all, if anything should come up, well, I'm sure they'd be back in an instant. Because after all, you're the one who holds that little piece of information inside your head, the one who's letting that key be turned, so to speak, metaphorically. You're the one who allows yourself to be in this state. Which means that if anything comes up and you need to be back to normal, it'll be as easy as simply shaking it right off. And of course, knowing that if somebody that you trust and you feel comfortable with, that you welcome to indulge the space with you, gives you a little push into that pet space, maybe with a click. Well, if it's in a comfortable space, a place where you want to indulge in it when you're wanting to be a pet and you're welcoming it in, then I'm sure it'll hit you like a freight train and put you right into that space. But if it's not the time and the place, if it's not the person you want to or when you want to, well, I'm sure it'll bounce right off that brain. Because that's how we set it up, isn't it? Yeah, because you're a good pet and you're going to take care of yourself and make sure you're nice and safe. Good. Now let's take a moment and pull ourselves back together. Let me just gently hand you those human thoughts and ideas once more so that we can pull ourselves back, bit by bit, letting all that petness recede for now, knowing that it can be called up just as easily as it's let go of. In fact, I'm sure you'll get better at both directions the more you do it. Isn't that right? One, drifting up. Two, more and more. Three, and four, and five, and six, and seven, and eight, and nine, and ten. Wide awake, feeling wonderful, feeling refreshed. Did very good for me. And of course, thank you so very much for listening.